Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The United States Congress established credit unions with the purpose to make credit available and promote thrift through a national system of nonprofit cooperatives. Since its inception, the country's credit union system has expanded and grown to serve over 90 million Americans. Though credit unions by and large maintain traditional standards and risk portfolios, they have not been immune to the broad effects of historically high unemployment and severely declining home values. The severe economic crisis impacted all facets of the financial sector, including credit unions. In fact, over 2.5 years ago, the credit union system teetered on the brink of collapse. In response, the National Credit Union Administration sought to stabilize the system, ensure its safety and soundness, and pursue a regulatory regime responsive to the ever-changing landscape of this country's credit union system. What is the mission of the National Credit Union Administration? How does it ensure the safety and financial soundness of the system? How is the credit union industry changing? And what can credit unions do to enlarge their customer base and appeal to younger generations? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Debbie Matz, Chairman of the National Credit Union Administration. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So before we delve into specific initiatives, perhaps you can give us a brief overview of the history and mission of the National Credit Union Administration. When was it created and how has its mission evolved to date?
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. The Federal Credit Union Act of 1934 established federal credit unions. The National Credit Union Bureau was established at the time, and it was moved from agency to agency until 1970, when it was established as the National Credit Union Administration as an independent federal regulatory agency. NCUA charters credit unions. We regulate them. We supervise them. And we insure the deposits in federally insured credit unions up to $250,000 per account. So we really are to credit unions what FDIC is to banks.
So it's a very interesting mission. I'd like to get a sense of the scale of operation of your agency. How is it organized, the number of full-time employees, the geographical footprint, and the size of its budget and how you're funded?
NCUA oversees an industry that has $1 trillion in assets, and 93 million Americans have accounts at credit unions. We have a staff of about 1,200 employees, most of whom are examiners. That means that they go into credit unions on a day-to-day basis and make sure they're in regulatory compliance. And they work out of our regional offices. We have 5 regional offices. In Albany, New York, Alexandria, Virginia, Atlanta, Georgia, Tempe, Arizona, and Austin, Texas. And our central office is also in Alexandria, Virginia. In addition to the 5 regional offices, we have 13 major staff offices, which each have a director that either reports to the board or to the top career employee, who is our executive director. We're funded by assessments from the credit unions. We don't rely on appropriations for our operations. Credit unions pay 1% of their deposits, and that establishes the National Credit Union Share Insurance Fund. And that's the fund that guarantees the deposits up to $250,000. And there's currently $11 billion in the share insurance fund.
So one thing I found interesting was the composition of your agency's governance structure and leadership. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
NCUA has a 3-member board. Mm-hmm. All the board members are Senate confirmed, appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate for 6-year terms. The chairman is generally of the same party as the president. And the board sets the policy and the direction for the staff offices.
So what about your role as chairman? Could you tell us a little bit about what a week in the life of the chairman is and what your responsibilities are?
Well, as the chairman, I set the agenda for the agency. I determine what priorities we're going to be pursuing for the current year. And every day is different, which is something that I really love. Part of my time, probably 30% of my time, has been traveling. And that's a very important part of my job because I think it's really important to meet with the stakeholders. And so I spend a lot of time going out to meet with the people who run the credit unions, going to meetings. There are a lot of credit union meetings because each state has what's called a credit union league. And so they have meetings, usually annual meetings, and I try to get to as many of those as possible because I really can't do my job well as a regulator if I don't hear from the credit unions about what issues they're dealing with, what we're doing well, what's working, what's not working. And it's also an opportunity for me to convey to them what we're doing and why we're doing it. Mm-hmm. So I spend about 30% of my time on the road. And when I'm in the office, it's usually an endless series of meetings. Part of it is internal, meeting with the staff part of the time. Some of it involves routine meetings because I have monthly meetings with each of our staff office directors. Then we meet to discuss policy issues, what we're going to be doing at the upcoming board meetings, hot issues that come up and need quick decisions. And then there are interagency meetings. I'm on the Federal Financial Institution Examination Council, FFIEC. There are meetings with my regulator colleagues on that body and also the Financial Stability Oversight Council, which was formed by Dodd-Frank. So we have sometimes monthly, sometimes we meet every other month, meetings there, and sometimes just meetings with other regulators to discuss informally what we're doing and how we can work together. So lots of meetings and lots of balls in the air, which is something that I really enjoy. I have to have a lot of balls in the air.
So speaking of that, what are some of the key challenges you face and how have you sought to address those challenges?
When I came on as chairman, I was confirmed in August of 2009, and we were really in the depths of this horrible economic downturn. And there were very significant immediate problems that needed to be addressed in the credit union world. The credit union world at that time really was on the verge of collapse mm-hmm. because we had credit unions are divided into the credit unions that are retail that you and I can walk into and have accounts at, and then corporate credit unions, which do wholesale business, and they provide liquidity and other transactions for the credit unions. Well, the corporate credit unions, at the time, they had purchased AAA-rated securities, but of course the value of those securities plummeted, and five of those corporates failed. So we were immediately in the process of stabilizing the system, reforming the system, making sure that transactions occurred seamlessly and that members were not affected by this. At the same time, the retail credit unions also had significant problems. And when I came on, I was really shocked to see that there were 14 credit unions that were over $1 billion that were on our troubled credit union list, in addition to hundreds of others that were not that size that were troubled credit unions. So we really had to triage and roll up our sleeves and work literally round the clock to address problems on both sides of the house. So that was a very significant challenge, and the staff, the NCUA staff, is extremely dedicated. They're very committed to the mission of the safety and soundness of the credit union system, and they worked very hard with the credit unions, who of course also were intent on surviving. And so we really worked very closely together to get through the crisis. So that was the first very big challenge. And credit unions have come through the downturn extremely well. Their metrics now are very positive. But our first challenge is always safety and soundness. Mm-hmm. So it might not be that we're dealing with a crisis of that magnitude, but safety and soundness is our mission. And that's always our challenge, keeping our eye on the board, on the ball there. The other challenge is internal, making sure that we have sufficient number of staff and they're well-trained and dedicated to our mission. And when I came on, we really didn't have sufficient number of staff. And so that was a big challenge. I came on in August. Our first budget was in November, making sure that we were able to get the staff that we needed on board quickly enough and get trained quickly enough. And, you know, that's an ongoing job, making sure that the staff are always trained and always responding to changes in the system. And along with that, with having a qualified staff, inadequate numbers, is maintaining the morale, because you can have a great staff, but if they're not feeling good about themselves, they're probably not going to perform as well as they could. And so that's always been a big goal of mine, to make sure that the staff is well trained. When I came on, I immediately, on the first day, sent out an email with six goals that were really important to lay out for the staff, so they knew what my priorities were and they could form a framework that we can all work together, hitting both internal and external challenges. The goals were that NCUA will be recognized as a fair and effective regulator that sets the highest standards for safety and soundness. That NCUA would be a strong advocate of initiatives to protect consumers from predatory and unsafe financial products. A regulator that ensures access to credit union service for all eligible members. An agency that listens and encourages exchanges of ideas and innovations with credit unions while maintaining its independence. An employer of choice and a reliable partner with elected labor officials, understanding that employees are its most important asset, and a diverse workforce enriches the agency, the employees, and enhances the output. And finally, a model corporate citizen, recognizing the responsibility to implement environmentally sound practices and procedures whenever and wherever feasible. And so since I've come on, we really have worked around those goals. Our office directors have worked around them. We've worked very hard to open up the channels of communication, both up and down and horizontally, so that employees understand that they're our most important asset, and we want to make sure they have the tools that they need and that they feel that this is a good workplace for them. My third major challenge is getting two votes, because it takes two votes to get anything passed. And so that involves a lot of negotiation and compromise with the other board members.
So I want to learn a little bit more about yourself, Debbie. Would you tell us about your career path? I understand you came from the industry. And how did you get to where you are now?
Well, when I graduated from college, I applied to HUD. They had an urban internship program. And I was very fortunate. I was one of five people selected to work in the New York region, and it was a great internship. It was a diverse group of interns, and we rotated through each of the offices, and at the end of the year, we were given professional positions. And at the time, the deputy office director was a woman, which was unusual at that time. It's hard to imagine now, but it was. And she was extremely inspiring and motivating. She was a really no-nonsense professional. She held people accountable. She set goals. She had a very good sense of humor. And people really responded well to her. And so she's always been, in my mind, the type of leader that I wanted to be. And I worked at HUD for a few years and then moved down to Washington and spent many years working on Capitol Hill. That was a wonderful experience, having an opportunity to actually get involved in making policy. During the Clinton years, I had an appointment as the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Administration at the Department of Agriculture. And at the end of that term, I was offered the position of as a board member on the National Credit Union Administration. So it was sort of fluky, but I had a strong economics and finance background because I had served on the Congressional Joint Economic Committee for many years. When I left the board, I went to work for a credit union. So I was the Executive Vice President and Chief Operations Officer at a large credit union. And then after that term ended, I was actually in between jobs, not sure what I wanted to do. I had an opportunity to work on President Obama's transition team. And after that, was offered the opportunity to come back to the board as the chairman. And I really didn't have any intention at the time of doing that, but sometimes you just have to go with the flow, and it's been a great opportunity for me. It's been wonderful. And my whole career in public service has been something that I've been really proud of. I think I have almost 30 years now in public service, which is not typical for someone who's a Senate-confirmed appointee. But public service is just a very honorable profession, and I would really love to see more young people choosing public service as their career path.
Well, I'd like to get a sense of what characteristics make for an effective leader.
I think leaders have to be visionary. They really need to look into the future. I think a big part of the job is being able to hire top quality staff and motivate them, let them know that they're appreciated. Because if you really don't have the staff wanting to come to work every day and really wanting to work for you, I don't think the organization is going to be successful. So I think that's a big part of it. But of course, having someone who is very knowledgeable and who respects the staff and who just rolls up their sleeves and works hard every day.
How does the NCUA ensure the safety and financial soundness of the country's credit union system? We will ask Debbie Matz, chairman of the National Credit Union Administration, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.